born March 5 in Gary, Indiana. He is a former NFL star who was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers and played for the Oakland Raiders and Kansas City Chiefs, where he earned his nickname, The Hammer. He is a black belt in Kenpo, Shotokan Karate and Taekwondo who carved out an acting career in such blaxploitation classics as, 3 The Hard Way, Black Caesar, Hammer, and Hell in Harlem, as well as such films as, MASH, Original Gangsters, Starsky and Hutch, and From Dusk Till Dawn, as well as his work on the BET series, Real Husbands of Hollywood. Please welcome, a man as bad as he is pretty, the legendary Fred the Hammer Williamson.
He's black. He's brutal. He's boss. Fred Williamson is boss.
They call him boss. Boss.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's my pleasure to tell you that...
Sir, you are interrupting our breakfast. We never discuss business while we're eating.
Where'd you learn to talk like that?
I've been wanting to say that to somebody for 8 years. My slave master said that to me once. It sounded so pretty, I never forgot it.
Fred Williamson is boss.
They call him boss. They call him boss. Boss.
Why won't you run for president, Fred Williamson? You, I would vote for in a nanosecond. Yeah, I would vote for you 100 times over.
Dude, I got no problem, man. I don't need that one. You
know? Right? You're busy doing honest work in Hollywood, for God's sake. You can't get down with the likes of those people.
Dude, ain't nothing honest in Hollywood, man. It's just Hollywood all the way. Get that honest.
Unless you got so much stuff going on, man. You Real Husbands of Hollywood. And then you got a new movie, also Checkpoint, that's coming out.
Well, I have to be diversified. Being diversified is the key to success, man.
Sure.
Hollywood husbands, you know, that's funny, but I don't do funny. I let everybody around me be funny.
Right.
And that way, whatever I do seems more funny.
When you were a kid, were you just always cool?
Checkpoint is my typical action kind of film. And then I got another one coming out, too, called Atomic Eden.
Nice. I have the feeling, Fred, that even when you were a kid, you looked cool. You know what I mean? We all knew that one guy in school, that one guy you'd see at a party, and every time you'd see him in a situation, he always was the coolest guy in the room.
Well, when you're young, you're looking for what you want to be and how you want to act and how you want to feel, you know, so you can get major respect from people.
Sure.
And in the eighth grade, I discovered how I wanted to be. There were two junior football players ahead of me. Never forget them. Jesse Crowder and Eugene Greenlaw were their names. Baddest cats in the school, man. If you just looked at them, they beat you up. If you just said something that they didn't like, they beat you up. But you know what? I never saw these guys fight. I never saw them hit anybody. It's the way that they carried themselves. It's the way that they walked down the hall that everybody parted the ways for them so they could get by. And maybe they were the dumbest or the smartest guys in the world, but we'd never know, because if you just said hello to them, hey, Jesse, how you doing? They go, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then you walk away and say, dang, that dude was bad, man. It's just the way they carry themselves.
Right.
I said, okay, that's it. That's the secret. That's what I'm going to do. I'm never going to be the life of the party. I'm going to go stand over in the wall, by the wall. Pretty soon, the party is going to come to you, because they come over and they say, are you all right? Are you having fun? Can I do something for you? Can I get you something? And all you get to do is say, I'm behind you. And they go, wow, that dude's bad. You know? So it's a learning process, dude. It happens when you know where you're headed.
I had to give up on the cool. I had a similar story. There were two guys in my school. I slept with one of their sisters, and they caught me in the parking lot, and they kicked me until I had footprints all over my chest.
Yeah, but you should have never washed the footprints off. You should have just walked around with the footprints on. You were showing how tough you was, man.
Right.
You know
right.
What I mean? You don't fight it back. You just show off what they did. You didn't really hurt me, man. You know, they go, wow, that dude's bad, man.
I think we had a different
show
experience.
Show off the footprints, dude. You don't fight back. That's the game.
Oh, trust me, I wasn't fighting back. Only thing I was fighting back were tears.
I'm talking about 2 days later, man. I ain't talking about that.
I wish you still lived in Kansas City, Fred.
Came through there for that signing, man, and nobody showed up. I didn't see any old fans. I came through there for that autograph show.
I was there.
Yeah, but, I mean, nobody else came. I was really disappointed. I mean, I know I got more fans who showed up. Are the people getting that lazy in Kansas City? What's up with
that? Well, was that the second time or the first time? Because the first time, you had a good line when I was over there.
Yeah, but the second time. I came through there, this year I came through there.
I think you're such a great part of Kansas City, the Chiefs. You think about the stuff in the movies, the television, everything you've done. Like you said, diversify. And you've never done a book.
I don't get no love, man. I don't get no love from the Chiefs.
Listen, you get...
It's weird, man.
Those Chiefs guys...
I don't get any love from the Chiefs.
Let me tell you, the organization's terrible now. It really is. They don't take care of the fans. It costs way too much money. It's just one big money machine. And you're right. The Chiefs should absolutely... They should. Are you kidding me? You've gone on to do huge movies, become a huge part of pop culture.
They invite me to their events, but they want me to fly my own way in. They want me to pay the hotel, but they invite me. So yeah. I mean, that's not showing me any love, man. Come on.
No, of course it's not. It's ridiculous. Well, but they have no idea what people really want. They're just charging money and running a business. It has nothing to do with what people would love to see. You walked out of that field, people would lose their mind.
Yeah, but it's because I played the game as an entertainer.
Yeah.
And that's where you are. Even though you're a football player, you still are an entertainer. So you have to entertain. Plus, they had an advantage, man. Look at the size of the Franco backs now. The guys are catching the ball. They're much bigger than the defensive backs. There was nobody that I ever covered that was bigger than me.
Did you ever worry about that CTE now? Because you don't seem to, you haven't missed a step. Clearly, you've got all your faculties. You're running at 100%. But all those guys coming up now with those head injuries, later on turn into CTE, and it's really terrible, man. Do you ever worry about that?
Well, they never learned how to play the game in the first place. They got hit on the head when they were in college, in high school, man. So yeah. I never got hit on the head. This is an accumulation. These guys that can't find their way home after they leave is an accumulation from high school. I never got my uniform dirty when I played in high school or college. Come on.
You know what? And something tells me as soon as the game was over, that uniform came off and it was laying on the floor next to some cute little girl's bed.
I never got a chance to take it off, man. People was ripping it off, dude.
So let's talk about Jet Black on Real Husbands of Hollywood. That's Tuesdays, 8 o'clock, Kansas City on BET. And how you feeling about that?
Oh, I mean, like I said, you have to be diversified, Even though I play tough guy roles, I can still be in a comedy without being funny, like I did in Starsky and Hutch. And you don't want to be the guy who makes all the noise in the room, knowing full well that you can kick everybody's ass.
Right.
That makes you a bully.
Right.
You can't do that, You have to let them do their thing first, and then you say, you're not very trying, you're not really scaring me if that's what you're trying to do, sir. I suggest you sit down and be quiet now. That's what I bring to the Hollywood husbands thing,
Absolutely. And all the great tough guys. I've never been laid out by a guy who told me he was going to lay me out, but I got smoked a couple times by a very quiet guy. Like, just all of a sudden, boom, I'm sitting on my ass. Those are always the guys.
I mean, the guy who comes up to your ear and says, look, man, I'm going to take you out in about 20 minutes. You better not come out. And you go, oh, man, get out of my face. The other guy come over and says, I don't really like you. And I'm going to just wipe you out as soon as you walk outside. And you say, wait a minute, what happened? What did I do?
That's exactly right. Can we make this better? What's the problem? Can I get you something? Yeah. Are you happy? Yeah. Listen, I got to get you back to Kansas City, man. They're telling me that you got more stuff to go and I got to wrap. But, let's put something together with the Chiefs. We got to find a way to make them put you up in a beautiful hotel and fly you in.
I don't know, man. They don't show love. The Raiders show love. The Raiders show love, okay? Kansas City don't show love.
The great Fred Williamson, the Hammer. And, we'll check in here over the season. But I'll reach out to some people, man, because I think you'd be great. I think people would absolutely love to see you walk out of that field.
Hey, I was back there for the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl. Did you catch that?
Yep.
I was the only guy that could run the goddamn field. I ran 50 yards down the middle of the field and spiked the ball in the end zone and waved at everybody. It got a big, huge roar and brought the ball back. I was the only guy that could run. I go, wow, man, what's up here?
Well, you know, you're the only
guy. I'll show you.
You're the only guy who went on to do anything else besides really football or, you know, sports commentary. Name one other guy from that team that went on to do something like you've done.
No, not as much, no.
No.
Not as much.
Look, you know I'm a huge fan. I love you, and I hope to see you soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care. Bye.